Hello and welcome to the first podcast of 401 Verse.
This is gonna already
here we go.
This is gonna be so bad.
We're here with Diego. Just joking, it's Roy, Jack, and Kuiper. We got this shit. Okay, so first topic is going to be practical mutant powers.
Alright, should I go first?
Let's hear it from Roy.
Alright, so I would just do like mild inconvenient shit. Like if I snap my fingers, I could like have my fitted sheet be fixed. Or it's like my folded clothes.
Oh,
Put them away.
I thought you meant mild inconveniences. Like, you could snap your fingers and there's a mild inconvenience for someone.
No.
It's just like you snap your fingers and then fucking everything falls off the wall.
No, I saw this on College Humor, a few years ago. It's like, if your pasta is undercooked, you don't have to make all the new pasta. You just, boom, snap your fingers.
I think that's
perfect spaghetti.
Or you can just put it back in the water.
Or like it's overcooked. Or if it's overcooked.
See,
you know what I'm trying to say.
That's a practical mutant power, because then it's like, yo, you really don't have to waste the time to go cook it again.
No, like, listen to me. Who cares about flight? You got airplanes. Who cares about x-ray machines? X-ray vision.
He's holding a knife his whole time.
So. Yeah. No.
He's ready for a Diego comment.
It's the fucking, the little shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just fix the little shit. Because I don't care. I don't want to, I don't want to save the world. I don't want to save a bunch of people from certain death.
Just
want to
make,
you know,
make your life easier.
Yeah.
All right. Yours.
No so one's fucking coming from the cooler. Quit looking over there.
I'm so terrified. Someone's going to walk in. Who's going to be talking
well,
about?
Well, Mike comes in. Just ask Mike to join in.
So, what if you could just snap your fingers and, like, just everything just exploded?
Everything.
No, it's gotta be, like, practical. Not something outrageous.
Well, practical's so boring, though. Like,
no, what, I know, what, but that's the point.
Like,
you're,
I want a snot rocket on someone and just have them explode.
Dude,
it's like,
spit
it's like you got the short end of the stick for mutant powers. Like, you're just fucked. That's the whole joke of it. Like, it's nothing you would actually want.
So like, maybe you could just, like, look at someone.
You look at someone, that's your superpower. You look at someone.
You look at someone and they just know everything you're thinking. That would suck.
That'd be
so bad. Like, damn, look at that ass. And then it's just, what? Right.
I got two.
Your superpower is just to be fat.
I got two. One's just a short, quick one, so it's not no need for explanation. You can just have an erection whenever the fuck you want. Like,
need that
for however long you want. Like, you'll never get erectile dysfunction.
Ever. I need that.
Right. Okay.
And the one. The one that you need an explanation for. All right, you have unlimited stamina. The only problem is your body can't fucking handle it. So, like, you got the most stamina in the entire world. Like, you could just run for hours, but because your body physically can't handle it, like, you could actually kill yourself doing it.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, the Flash or, like, Dash,
like,
from the Incredibles.
Oh, hold on, let me run in front of this train because I'm fast like, enough to do it, and then you just die.
Just die
right
on
the train tracks.
No, it's like you could jog or run your normal speed, but you'll never run out of energy, so you're not, like, out of breath, ever. But, like, your body physically can't handle it.
You'd
so,
be,
like, you'll be running and
up and
your legs
stairs.
Would go numb.
You'd be, like, sprinting up and down stairs on the way back down, you just fucking head first.
Well, here's what I always wonder. Because
your body just gives out.
You know, with the Flash, he's running super fast. Wouldn't, like, the friction, like, tear the pants?
Dude, so the science of that, right? It's like one of the dumbest fucking mutant powers to ever have, right? If you think about it. Because, so he goes above, beyond Mach 5, beyond whatever, right? So every time he runs, literally the whole Earth would just implode. So it's like, in a realistic sense, literally he would run and end the world. Just once.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, imagine if you got struck and you're like, yo, I'm the fastest motherfucker alive. Boom, now all my friends are dead.
Here's another thing with, like, the Justice League. Like, okay, his only power is being fast. He can still get fucking, like, shot in the face. Or, like, if an alien punches him, he's gonna fucking die. Dude, he's not Superman. He's not invulnerable.
Dude, even Superman's the worst power to have, too. Cause, like,
what the fuck?
Even his speed is too fast for the Earth and anything to handle. So, like, even if he were to, like, zoom off, like, the whole Earth would just be tarnished. One laser eye beam, fucking, the whole Earth would be done.
How would the laser eyes destroy the Earth?
Because, so, with a 50-cal or, like, sign, like, with the amount of force that laser has, it has the same kind of force as a Barrett would have, but, like, 10 times worse. Because a Barrett, you could slightly miss a head, and the force of that bullet would still fucking skim you and do some damage to you.
Okay, but how would that destroy the world?
So imagine, like, the laser.
What if you could just fart on command, but you didn't know if it was going to be shit or farts?
Why would you want to fart on command?
Like, no, well, if you think about it, someone's being an asshole, you're just like, no.
But you don't know if it's going to be shit or a fart, but you know it's going to come out.
Even better, you can throw your farts. Like someone can throw their voice.
Oh, shit! You can throw your farts. I get another one. What if you could, like, take a wet wipe, clean up all your acne, and then slap the other person, they get your acne?
I'd do that to you so quickly.
Well, that's because you get so much acne on your face.
All right, I'll put the mask back on. Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have, like, a wart. You could take that, throw it on some guy, like, flick it towards.
Could you, like, choose where to put it?
Yeah, you can, like.
I would love to just cover someone's dick in my acne.
Just like,
just fucking acne on your dick.
Yeah, the downside. The downside is you literally have to touch the person.
Yeah. You just squeeze their dick.
No, while you're taking a piss, you're just like, bro, I got it for you. You take your hand off.
Bro, it looks like your hand's getting tired. Hold on.
But you have, like, arthritis, or your hands start shaking, and you just jack them off.
Dude,
what the fuck?
You know, because you can fucking more, like,
yeah, I don't think this is suited for Dora the Explorer, Diego.
We have the M-rated Dora the Explorer.
Dude, fucking dude. M.
Do you think people would...
Well, that's what it's called on TV, M.
So I think that he's kind of onto something. Do you think when you have Parkinson's, like, you just automatically can just jerk yourself off? Like, you don't even have to. You don't need any effort.
No effort.
There's, like, no effort. You're just constantly going. That's much.
So would it be considered gay if you did that to another guy?
Like, yeah, because you're fucking jerking him off.
Well, yeah, but you don't mean to.
Yeah, but you're just
being a friendly friend to be I realize you can't hold your dick, so I'll hold it for you.
Yeah, then you just have Parkinson's.
You jerk them off, that's fucking
how do you
gay.
Drink fluids? You just, like,
you have someone else help you.
They put an IV into your fucking eyeball.
In your arm, probably.
Imagine.
You know, heroin addicts.
We had no other choice.
What'd you just say?
Heroin addicts, to get a quicker high, they do it into their eyes. They put the needle in their eye.
Just like butt chugging.
I've done that.
Alright, I think we'll end it off on that high note. But everybody, butt chugs. It's the new thing.